Hey, y'all, it's Jeremy, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I really want to make sure that I thank the one person who supported me more than anybody, my beautiful wife, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. So my beautiful wife, Sarah, so her name is going to be the key to unlocking your chance to win the November gift certificate at sportshealth.com. Again, my beautiful, wonderful, lovely wife, Sarah. You got to make sure you spell it correctly. It has the H at the end, Sarah, with an H at the end. That's the key to unlocking sportshealth.com/SMB's giveaway for the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Make sure you check it out. Thanks.
All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, broadcasting live at SWATA's 61st annual meeting. We're right outside the Memorial Herman booth. Thank them for letting me steal their table and chair and sit up right next to them. But what just happened to be right across the way was Mike over at Polar Life Pod, Mike Mockby. That's all right. I make mistakes
all
the time.
You're doing better than most.
he just happened to be right over there in the Polar Life Pod. If you're following the broadcast at all, right before the end of the school year in May, they sent me one to test out. And so I had two of my students decide to get in it too. So we want to test it out, just give our thoughts and go from there. It's really a cool product. It's something I've been looking into because down here in South Texas, it's really hot in August, and we need to have an option for rapidly cooling a patient. And so, Mike, why don't you talk a little bit about talk a little bit about the Polar Life Pod, and then I'm going to kind of throw out my thoughts. So go ahead.
Okay. My name is Mike Mockby. I'm the product manager for the Polar Life Pod. It was invented by an athletic trainer named Mike Laycox. He was a former athletic trainer for 30 years, and he saw that there was no product really designed specifically for athletes who have heat stroke or anything like that. So what it is it's a portable cold water immersion system. So if an athlete does get heat stroke, rather than having to carry them off the field to a Rubbermaid container or a horse trough or something like that, you take it out to them. The whole thing weighs less than 10 pounds and fits in a gym bag. And you would unroll it next to them, unzip it, and then you can just log roll the athlete into the Polar Life Pod. At that point, you would pour 30 to 60 gallons of ice water on them, depending on the athlete's size, zip it back up. There's straps so you can cinch it closer to the body for more effective water usage. There's also a hood, so you get the head and neck covered, which helps with the cooling. There's a flotation pillow to keep their head out of the water, and it also hyperextends the neck. And there's also sleeves, so that while they're in there cooling down, you have access to the arms in case you need to check the vitals or start an IV. And there's a port for a rectal thermometer, as well as a pouch to hold your Datatherm or any other rectal thermometer that you use while you're using the Polar Life Pod. So we got it set up within about 2 minutes on the field. And so, you know, the athlete goes down, and in 2 to 3 minutes you have them fully submerged in ice water, and you never had to lift the athlete or really carry him off the field and risk, you know, potentially injuring him more or anything like that.
All right, so when did this first become available?
It first became available, we debuted it at the 2014 NATA. And then again at this one. So it became available in 2014, but 2015 is when it's really started to become publicly aware and started to make a bigger push.
Because right, whenever I got the package, there weren't a whole lot of instructions in there. I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. You put the person in and then fill it with water. But what I thought was that on the ends there's plugs, and I thought you hooked the water hose up to do that. Well, I didn't realize that what you really need to do is have ice water on hand to dump in.
Yeah.
Because otherwise with the water hose it takes forever, because with my student Jessica, she I can't believe she just sat there and let us fill it up. So we dumped in the ice from the ice chest, but then we just had the hose just sitting there. And, you know, it just takes a long time to fill up that whole thing. To fill up 60 gallons
right,
of water hose
right.
is a long
it takes,
time.
Yeah, with the hose connection, it would take like 15 minutes. You just want to have Gatorade containers on hand, 3 to 6 Gatorade containers. What the hose connections are really there for is controlled drainage of the water, or if the athlete's already in it, circulating the water while they're inside it. They work really well for that. But you don't want to fill it up through the hose connections. That takes way too long.
Yeah, and but so by the time, so she did it first, Jess did it first, and then it was me. And so, again, with the instructions, I think right after I tested it out, I contacted you guys, and Mike Laycox said, well, here, you know, we just redid this instructional video, and here's all this. So he sent me all this stuff, and so, you know, or maybe it was the day that I was doing it, he sent it to me, and so I read it then, and I was like, oh, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah, right before the NATA, we put out two videos. There's a two-minute kind of demo video that runs through what the pod is really quick and explains what it is, and that's on the homepage of our website, polarlifepod.com. And then on the FAQ page, there's about a seven-minute video that runs step-by-step through how the life pod works and how you set it up and, you know, each step along the way of putting someone in it and getting them cooled down.
All right. So, I mean, it's really that simple. If you have water coolers ready and available and you have the Polar Life Pod, it's easy enough, because if you're out at football practice, you have a whole team of people. Somebody goes down, you can, all right, go grab the Polar Life Pod. You go grab those coolers, because even if they're on the other field, you can go run and have two people sprint. They can be tired for 2 minutes or whatever. I don't care. But carrying that person over to a bucket or a tub to sit in, or a, you know, a kiddie pool, I just don't think it's as effective as, you know, you're right there dealing with it.
Yeah. And the pod itself rolls up into a gym bag with all its accessories and weighs less than 10 pounds. So it's really portable, and you can bring it anywhere. And like you said, 3 to 6 Gatorade containers, you know, you can throw those on the back of a Gator or something and take them to any field you need to. So rather than having a 300-gallon tub or something that you have to keep cold all day, you know, fill up with 300 gallons of water in the morning and just continuously add ice all day, you can just keep your coolers full of ice water. They're going to be cold the whole day, and you bring it right out to the athlete. And that's safer for the athlete, too, because then the athlete never has to be, you know, carried or moved if they potentially have any other injuries. All you really have to do is just roll them over into the pod, and so then you can get them cooled down, and EMS can arrive on the scene, and you never really had to move the athlete out of the position that they originally are in.
Now, it's cold. So I tested it out just because I wanted to know, you know, how it works, wanted to fill it up, and the video that we made has me in this thing, and I think, I was in there for about 3 minutes, and it shows the thermometer that's included, and it was 35 degrees. I know at one point it was like 32.6,
yeah.
But when they took that little video, it was 35 degrees. So I'm laying in this thing, and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm laying in this thing at 35 degrees. I think I made 3 minutes. One of my students who did the next one, who did it after me, Jose, he was like 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes, something like that, but man, it's cold. Again, obviously that's what you want, because that's one of the things I asked, you know, what should the temperature be? How cold should the water be? And they're like, the colder the better.
Yeah, it needs to stay between 34 and 59 degrees to be effective when treating heat stroke or a situation like that. If it gets above 59 degrees, and that's why we have the water temperature thermometer included, you want to make sure you add more cold water and cool it back down. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective in treating heat stroke and getting their core temperature down.
All right, so in the Polar Life Pod, you have, so starting at the bottom, you come up, there's this little clear circle that has like a little cross in it.
Yes.
That's where you're supposed to stick a thermometer through?
That's a rectal thermometer port.
All right, so you just poke the thermometer through that hole, stick it up there, and then you leave the wire hanging
out? You would insert the rectal thermometer before you put any of the ice water in. And the cord on most of them would come out and then attach to a separate display unit. And there's a pouch right next to that hole that you would put the display unit in. So you'll still be able to read the display unit, but your hands will be free to do other things. So it keeps it close, and it keeps it next to where the rectal thermometer is inserted, so it's not tugging on the cord or anything like that. But you still can freely access the display while you're working on the athlete.
All right, so then the armholes, in the video that you guys have, you pulled the athlete's arm out, Is that what it's designed for?
Yeah. There's sleeves on both sides. And what those are for is you get the athlete's arm out, and then you can monitor their vital signs from the arm that you have out. Or, you know, if EMS shows up and wants to start an IV, they have access to the arm or something like that. And you can get access to all that without ever having to unzip the pod and let any of the cold water out or anything like that. So you have free access to one or both of their arms for any kind of treatment that involves your arm.
Gotcha. So one of the things that I definitely like, I was talking to John over at School Health, and you know, it would be, you mentioned this too, if I fill up, I don't know, 6 coolers with ice water and just set them there, then it's a lot easier than leaving a tub full of water that I have to empty every day, or, you know, bacteria starts to grow
in. Well, and you have to keep adding ice all day long because it sits out in the sun.
Or, you know, filling up with a water hose. So if those coolers are, you know, full every day, I fill them up in the morning during football or for football practice or whatever practice outside, then I can dump those into whatever water thing I'm going to be using the next day, or I can use those for water and refill those coolers up the next morning. So it doesn't seem to waste as much to me.
No, and, you know, exactly. You know, you can use them for water. It's good to have them dedicated specifically for that, because you don't want to have the coolers, have kids using them for water, and then find out at the end of the day that you're out of, you know, water because kids were using them all day during practice. But yeah, I've had coaches ask me, well, what if all I have is coolers full of Gatorade? I said, well, then dump the Gatorade on the kid. He'll be sticky, but he'll be alive.
Yeah.
You know?
So, that's a great idea. I didn't think about that. Seems to make sense. Just get something cold on them.
Right. Anything in that 34 to 59 degree range, just get it on them as fast as you can. And as you see in the demo video we have on our website, we had it set up and the athlete submerged in 2 minutes flat.
All right. So who all is using this product right now?
Right now, it's all over the place. We have high schools that are using it. Colleges are using it. We have some industries that are using it in their factories, forest rangers, agriculture, basically anywhere that you need something portable that you can take with you where anyone might be in a situation that they could suffer from heat stroke is where we're selling them to.
So Jasmine works in the factories down here in Pasadena. She said people pass out all the time over there from the heat. It's been pretty hot down here, so she needs to get one, carry with her.
Yep.
Save some lives.
Yep,
news.
Exactly.
All right, so have you got any reports from anybody that's used it so far? And then what are they saying?
We had someone in Southern Ohio who actually did have to use it. There's a soccer player who suffered a heat emergency, and she collapsed. And they used it, and she said it worked perfectly. It went really smooth. The girl was back up and on the field next week, no problem. No ill effects. She was perfect health. So it worked out great, and she's healthy, and, you know, we're thrilled to hear it.
All right, so
we haven't heard of anyone else having to use it so far, which for us, that's terrific. You know, I mean, it's obviously we want to sell it, but it's like a defibrillator. It's the kind of thing that you need, but you hope you never have to use.
Right.
So we're glad to hear that it worked well for her, but, you know, at the same time, it's a shame that it had to happen, you know.
All right, so one of the questions I had was that the nozzles down at the end, there's a little white PVC, which is where you hook the hose up to.
The hose connections,
for the continued stirring. So I can't remember in the video if it showed, but that's definitely not for filling, but it can be used for circulating the water. Because one of the things that I found...
Controlled drainage. If you just need to let off, you know, a little bit of water, you could use it for something like that.
So one of the things that I found, because, again, I guess I didn't read all the instructions, but it was that valve, unless I was holding it straight, like it was going straight in, it leaked out of the sides. But, again, that's because I was trying to fill up the pod with the water hose. But if I'm trying to circulate the water with the water hose, have you guys had any issues like that?
No, and there's a few things like The zipper is rubberized, and it's water resistant. But, you know, there's no such thing as a waterproof zipper. Well, there are, but, you know, not installed. When you have to poke the hole for the rectal thermometer, that's going to leave a little hole kind of thing. There's going to be a little leakage around the sleeves. But none of it affects the performance in any way, because the amount of water that comes out is just a little trickle versus you're putting 60 gallons in it, and the athlete only needs to be in it for 15 minutes before EMS shows up. So while there is a slight, you know, trickle of water from here or there, it doesn't affect the performance of the product in any way.
All right, so this thing runs right now around $300, right?
$325.
And so what is the life expectancy of the Polar Life Pod?
It's made out of a heavy-duty PVC that does not, you know, degrade in the sun or anything like that. So as long as it's not heavily abused or anything like that, and it's treated properly and used in the way it's supposed to be used, I don't, you know, foresee any problems with using it multiple times.
So what if I take it and do some downhill slip and sliding with my kids?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So what if I take it and do some downhill slip and sliding with it, with my kids in it?
Just keep in the grass and you should be fine. Don't go over rocks or asphalt.
Sorry, I was trying to adjust the volume there. So, I think that's all. So if someone wants to find out more about the Polar Life Pod, where can they do that?
www.polarlifepod.com.
Polar Life Pod, because it's not Polar Life, because that's something else. Polar Life.
Yeah, no.
Polar Life Pod.
PolarLifePod, all one word, .com.
All right, Mike. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll be in touch some more about the product and us hopefully not using it, but
right,
showing it off. So.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Time. Thanks.
We got some people stopping by your table over there. So.